We don't all have an individual puzzle to build. We're all working to build one puzzle.
The time is now, friends, for every single person on this planet to get serious about their spiritual growth, to get serious about love and light and focusing on the positive and creating that positive reality, and to get serious about building an earth and a community that serves the future generations. If you focus all of your energy on those things, you will quantum timeline jump so far and so fast, it will dizzy you and you won't even believe the incredible opportunities, connections, abundance, and experiences that God Source Creator has waiting for you.
We have everything that we need to turn this world around and embody love. All of the resources are already present. All of the knowledge has already been gained. It's just about coming together now.
Dig deeper into your passion. Step into your power. Start choosing love. Choose love in every opportunity that you can. Start asking yourself, what is your place in the new world going to be?
Welcome home to the Loving Consciously podcast.
My name is Amaris.
And my name is Eric.
And if you are like us, nobody taught you how to love.
We are best friends and life partners here to vulnerably and authentically share our 7-year journey to unconditional love.
Our mission is to help you learn how to love consciously in all of your relationships so we can journey together towards a more effective, intentional, and fulfilling way of giving and receiving love.
Loving consciously.
Together, we have overcome neurodivergence, mental health, addiction, pregnancy loss, infidelity, and grief. After 6 years, the lack of knowledge on how to heal or love each other through these challenges led to our separation.
After us both spiritually awakening and recommitting, we built our new conscious partnership founded on unconditional love and a commitment to personal growth.
Thank you for joining us as we put it all out there to show you the duality of our love's pain and beauty.
And remind you that you have both the capacity to love consciously and the power to always choose love. Namaste and welcome back to the Loving Consciously podcast. Today's episode is Seeing the New World of Love. And it is probably going to be our most hopeful and inspiring episode thus far. This is something that we had an opportunity to get a glimpse of this last weekend through the Eclipse and Confluence, which was a sovereignty festival that we were at here in Texas. We are coming to you live from the beach. We came down to Corpus Christi, specifically Port Aransas, to stay on the beach with our house for a few days to integrate and ground and step into so many of these new wonderful blessings that are coming our way as a result of what I'm calling a quantum timeline jump this last weekend. And so we're just going to talk a little bit about this eclipse and what Confluence was and what we experienced, and then just provide our insight and our hope and our love around where we are headed as a humanity and as a species, and that love wins and love has already won. And we're starting to see that manifest in our reality. And you can start to see that too, if you're not already. This eclipse was powerful. It was a massive energy portal. We can look at this from a lot of angles. There was a lot of fear mongering out there. There was a lot of really mind-blowing biblical references out there. There was also a lot of positivity out there. And that's really what we chose to focus on. I really do believe that the way that you approach this is the reality that you created with this. And so if you chose to look at it as a positive opportunity and work with that energy to move forward, then that's what you got. So getting into Confluence, Confluence is a 4-day sovereignty festival at Sovereignty Ranch in Bandera, Texas. And it is essentially where, I don't know how many people were there, I know it was over 100 people, of kind of the top names in regenerative agriculture, common law, you know, health, all of these kind of alternative up and coming areas of sovereignty were giving workshops and talks, and all of the food was organic and super healthy and mostly regeneratively grown. And it was really just conscious community coming together, for a joint mission, for a joint purpose of helping to build the new earth and helping to kind of correct some of this damage that has been caused by the way that humanity's been living for so long. What was really interesting about it for me was the day before the festival, my horoscope had said, get ready to get a glimpse of your future. And that's exactly what happened. And then in the opening ceremonies, someone had said, get ready to have the best weekend of your life. And that's also what happened. And I don't even think words could do justice to the experience that we had, but we'll definitely try. Going into this festival, we had been so deeply manifesting and praying for the people that would help us push this mission forward. And when I say this mission, that means a lot of things. We are in the process of buying several hundred acres of land in Northern California to build a community and a healing center on that community. And then obviously there's the mission of Loving Consciously, which is spreading love and consciousness and encouraging everyone to start consciously relating with themselves, with everyone in their life, not just romantic, and with this planet. And Graceful Shark Design Studio, which is here to help build the new earth, literally to design buildings and healing centers that are regenerative and actually serve the people that they're meant to serve and give more to this world than they take. Big missions there. And we've been really calling in the people that are going to be a part of this mission. All weekend, it was just overwhelming connections, overwhelming people, top of their field from the legal side of things to the farming side of things to the community side of things to the health side of things. The money side of things, it was all there. Going into this and being around triple digits of like-minded, conscious, spiritual, loving people was unlike anything I've ever experienced. I really thought the Conscious Life Expo was that experience. And what I realized through this experience was Confluence was specifically people coming together with a joint mission of rebuilding the new earth, of sovereignty and regenerative agriculture and health and common law and the way that it was intended to be and the way that we as a species can move towards to have a world that is not corrupt and that serves us in more beneficial ways.
It was honestly such a beautiful weekend to see so many conscious and loving people get together and commune over our shared mission of bettering the planet, bettering our society. And it was so interesting to see everybody bringing their unique spark to the table. That one thing that they were passionate about and spent all this time researching and mastering and innovating on. And it was beautiful to see all these different sectors come together with this joint mission and share what they found. The beautiful part about pioneering new solutions in a new earth is that it's not a competition. We are a community. We are building this thing together, and it's going to take all of us working together to do that. If multiple people were passionate about the same thing and had different talks and had different perspectives, there was respect and honor and a joint learning from bringing two different perspectives to the table. It wasn't about, oh, my idea and my path is correct and we need to do this one, as is on our traditional model in our current society of everything being a competition, but rather this mutually beneficial co-learning and co-creating environment where not every single person has to be the master of everything. There really only needs to be a couple of people who truly know and understand regenerative agriculture or finances or common law or healing modalities, architecture, all of these things, and then they can come and share with the rest of the community, raising the baseline of consciousness of that topic to a higher level. By doing this, by dividing our efforts and our energy and trusting that everybody is doing their part, it allows us to truly focus in on what our passion and what our service is and elevate that to levels that haven't been seen on this planet quite yet.
Yeah, something that we have been playing with a lot because we feel really strongly about how the new world will look is this concept of how we earn an abundance in money and service. And it was really refreshing because we have been sharing and shouting this thesis or theory or vision, if you will, to a lot of people. And most people don't agree or are really resistant or are in shadows and don't even realize it. And it's such a different and higher level perspective that people often don't resonate with it. And every single person that we shared it with this weekend, conversation after conversation after conversation, they were like, yes, you get it. That's the vision. Yes. Like, and so I want to share that with you all because it is different and it is an unlearning and unwiring of our minds. And even the current spiritual space, it's very much like, know your worth, protect your energy, manifest abundance, you know, ask for what you're worth. All of those things are valid. And we're talking about something completely different here. You know, we are not here to earn abundance through our service to humanity. We are here to serve humanity freely. And as such, we are rewarded by God, source, creator, whatever you call the divine, with that abundance. And in the spiritual space, we really see this deep shadow around abundance and prosperity with, I have figured out this thing, whether it's business or finance, for example. I'm thinking of a few people we've interacted with. And I've mastered it and I've put all this time and energy into it. And so I'm going to charge the public for it, usually quite a lot of money, because that is what I'm worth. And that is how I call in my abundance. Like, I did the thing, I figured it out, I mastered it, and so I should get abundance. And that's not giving freely. And what was really cool in this space and in this weekend was most of these people's courses and programs were free. They're like, listen, I don't need the money. I've been given the abundance. Like, I am serving humanity freely. And so it's really looking at, you know, how money is energy, but it's not the only type of energy. And people can and should receive our services even if they don't have the money. And so when somebody figures something out, let's just say business, for example, I'm a conscious business person and I figured this out and I'm going to charge, you know, thousands of dollars for you to work with me. That takes away all of those people who need it. And it takes the value of this wisdom that was given to you by God, source, creator, right? Like that gift and that abundance of wisdom, and it puts a shield around it and says only people who pay X amount of dollars can get this. And what was so different this weekend was it was just a bunch of people saying, hey, I've figured out this piece. You are interested in that piece. Let's work together. Let's collaborate. Let's share this with as many people as freely as possible. And it just allows us to move forward so much more quickly, right? If Eric has learned architecture and he spent, what have you spent now, love? 10 years, 15 years studying and working in it and mastering it. And then other people want to build communities. And he says, oh no, I'm going to charge you for all of this knowledge. You need to take the time to learn it for yourself. I've seen this exact model in the financial spiritual space. You need to take all my courses, pay for them, learn it yourself, take months and months, probably years to get to where I'm at, right? Or you need to hire me. And it was just really this paradigm shifting community of, we are all here to do this together. And when you succeed, I succeed and we succeed, right? This is a team effort. And to see that was just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, the beautiful thing about this model is that it really is service first, abundance as a reward. It's putting your gift to humanity at the forefront and providing that regardless of the monetary exchange that might be present. And what we've found in our journey is the more that we give freely, the more that feedback loop of energy comes around. And it may not always show up in the way that you think in terms of giving that service and receiving money in exchange. It could come as giving your service and then a service that you needed, you happen to find that in somebody else who's willing to give that freely as well, to love and support you. And that's really what this weekend was about, was a whole bunch of people whose heart and mind were in service coming together to fill all of the holes of the community. You know, each person was like, yeah, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. Great. Now, when you put all of that together, you start to see the whole picture of the puzzle. each one of us has our own unique individual puzzle pieces. We don't all have an individual puzzle to build. We're all working to build one puzzle. And so pulling other people's pieces and siphoning their energy in order to build your puzzle takes away from the greater collective and the puzzle we're trying to build as a whole.
Yeah, it really just comes down to this word community. To be in a space where everyone was a community. The world currently is built on me, my. I go and earn money for my family. I have my house. I have my this, right? Like, I go and pay for this wisdom to benefit me and my family. Whereas this community was, I do all of these things to benefit humanity. I do all of these things to benefit Mother Earth. I do all of these things to benefit the future generations. And that was so refreshing. And the other piece of that was the community dynamic. It was literally like being inside of a massive energy shield of love. Everywhere you looked, people were connecting, helping out, picking up trash if they saw it. It was just such a communal effort. And it was such a high energy place. It really was just beyond words. I'm struggling to find the words to explain what it felt like to be in that type of energetic space for 4 days straight of true authenticity, of deep, selfless service and love, money completely aside from this, where everyone was doing their part. Everyone was contributing. It was just this beautiful flow of giving and receiving and conscious products, conscious, regenerative, organic food, really just highly conscious spiritual people saying, how do we come together and help build this new world? And so in that regard, there were multiple moments throughout the weekend where it was like, wow, this is what it looks like. There were just dozens on dozens on dozens of children running around, right? Like several dozen people live on this ranch and their kids are just running around free to play and be kids, right? We're all safe. We didn't need security like most festivals would need. It felt like living in a bubble. And for one weekend, one long weekend, we all saw the new world. We all built a community on love and service to humanity and to this planet. And it has brought about so many pivotal people in this mission. It has brought about our community spokesperson. It has brought about the regenerative agriculture, the law side of things, like all of these pieces that we were needing. If you are in a place where you are seeing what's going on in the world and struggling with that or feeling any type of fear or thinking that it's hopeless, I want you to know it's not. I want you to know there are thousands on thousands, tens of thousands of conscious, spiritual, loving people out there working to fix the problems, working to heal the soil, working to correct the legal system and remedy against that, working to put the wealth back in the hands of the people. I've never been more inspired for what humanity is able to create and for where we're going. Because after this weekend, as if I wasn't already, I am completely and utterly with every fiber of my being in the truth that love wins, humanity wins, God source creator wins, and it's already happened. And I truly believe that this eclipse was that turning point.
It really speaks to the power of love and the power of community and really the presence that light has in this world. Because during this same eclipse weekend, there was a massive eclipse festival scheduled around the Austin area that actually got canceled due to inclement weather. And 80,000 people were sent home and the festival was not allowed to continue. This same storm barely missed the Sovereignty Ranch and the festival that we were participating in. And we woke up in the morning and saw this news, and you could see a couple of pockets of fear energetics show up in the group and the collective. However, everybody was so loving and so reframing and supportive of those people that those energetics quickly dissipated, and we were all able to return to that state of love. And I truly believe that because we were vibrating at that state of love and communion and positivity, we created an energetic field that protected us from this storm. It quite literally just missed us, and we were able to continue on, continue being in the love, and continue connecting.
It's wild. the other half of what I was saying is maybe you are not on that camp of struggling and seeing what's going on and not being able to see or feel the bigger picture. Maybe you're on the other side like us and you're like, yes, purging, destruction. This is alchemy, right? This is the beauty of what is happening. In order for the new systems to be built, the old systems have to crumble. That's just truth. That's just reality. That just has to happen. It can be difficult to keep sight of that and to keep hold of that. And so if you're someone like us who is really into and seeing and believing that where we are going is, while difficult and dark and challenging right now in some ways, is ultimately moving in the positive direction, it is my hope and intention that this sharing of what we experienced this last weekend reinvigorates your faith and your energy and your perseverance, because now is the time. The time is now, friends, for every single person on this planet to get serious about their spiritual growth or growth in general, whatever that looks like for you, to get serious about love and light and focusing on the positive and creating that positive reality, and to get serious about building an earth and a humanity and a community that serves the future generations, that regenerates our soil, that brings remedy to this legal system, that focuses on service. We are all a family. We are all one big human family. We are all equal sovereign souls.
And each one of us has a unique spark within us. And we need each and every person's spark, because there's nobody else that can do it better than you. And when we all fulfill our service to humanity to complete perfection, we can create heaven on earth here. That may not be this big grandiose revolution of agriculture or common law. Maybe you're passionate about cacao, or you're passionate about healthy supplement products. Whatever your passion is, lean into that. Dive into it, let it fuel your energy, and create the best of that version of yourself, because that is the service to humanity.
Something you said was heaven on earth, and that is exactly how I would describe this last weekend. Every single product, you named a few, right? Cacao, there was a flower essence company, there was an organic plant-based protein powder and pre-workout company, clothing, etc., water, every single company that was there was like the best of that thing, because that person found their passion and gave all of their energy to it. And it was just like next level quality, because that's what happens when we pour all of our passion and all of our energy into something. The other big thing that I was thinking about was, we have been on this journey for several years now, and we had the opportunity this weekend to meet several of the people who have been a massive part of that journey as our teachers, as, you know, online community, et cetera. And we got to commune with them in person and build lifelong lasting friendships and relationships, and to have the deepest conversations I've ever had in my life. And that's the thing about this space, is everybody's going so deep. And that's the other thing about life and reality and creation and energy and manifestation and abundance, all of those woo-woo spiritual words, right? At their core essence, it all comes back to, we are the creators of our reality. We are a testament to show that when you stay faithful and you stay positive, regardless of almost 2 years of people thinking we're crazy and sunsetting so many friendships and everything that we were, all of our identities, all of our stuff, our home, where we lived, etc., we kept the faith, we kept going, and we've held this little tiny seed of this vision in our minds for years now. And this weekend was the final moment where that seed sprouted, where we were able to share that vision with people, where we were rewarded with the community that we have been calling in, with the helpers of this mission that we've been calling in, where we were able to be seen, to have some of the people that we look up to the most in this space look us in the face and affirm and validate our growth and the journey, and our consciousness and our hearts and our intention means more to me than any abundance, any money, any recognition, anything. Like that moment was, well, it happened many times throughout the weekend. I sobbed every time, and every time to just heart to heart, sometimes literally physically, be in presence with people like that was truly so healing. It was so beautiful.
The beautiful part about it is that we all have that depth within us, that vulnerability and the ability to really drop in with one another. Whether you are just starting out on your journey or you have been on this journey for quite some time and you have been walking this path with faith, please know that you are not alone. When we come together, we create magic. And, you know, something that a friend of ours said over this weekend, as we were dropping in for the first time meeting them, they looked us in the eye and they said, "You don't need to speak words for me to understand where you're at, because I've also walked this path. And I know what it takes. I know what the sacrifice and the cost is. And that cost is everything." And that truly resonated deeply down to the core of my soul, because this journey does cost everything. It costs your old life. It's a major sacrifice to essentially destroy all that you were in order to go through the Phoenix process of building yourself back up again in healthy and happy ways. And I'm here to tell you that it is so worth it. It is so worth it. And regardless of how long that journey may be taking for you, or again, if you're just starting out that journey and are looking for the courage to take that first step, know that there are people who are walking that path parallel to you, alongside you, and are awaiting on the other side to receive you.
It's beautiful. Something else I really want to touch on is sovereignty, because I have a feeling that a lot of listeners are like, what the heck is that? And I want to be very vulnerable and authentic here that this space is new to us. In essence, sovereignty is being a free and sovereign soul, a free and sovereign child or creation of whatever you believe in. It is taking your power back. It is getting out of the system. It is all of those things we mentioned before. And this journey is really kicking off for us right now, really getting out of these systems. Like, in essence, that is what it is. It is getting out of these systems and taking our power back. And during the eclipse, they were doing a really beautiful like drum circle, and we were singing and dancing and out in this field, and it just was so powerful. And something, one of the songs that they were singing was, "I am here, I am free, I am rooted in sovereignty." And in this place, in this love, in this community, in this moment, there was no government, there was no laws, there was no police, there was no courts, there was no politics, there was no taxes, there was no anything. There were just souls, humans. I am Amaris. I am Eric. This soul, this human that, you know, is here to love and has this big vision for building the new world and building healing centers and sanctuaries and a ministry that serves the people who need it most and that helps bring this world back into love. And so that is an incredibly low level, broad description of sovereignty. It really was the start of that journey for us, though, and the start of truly believing that we are not governed by anyone other than God. We are under God's law, and that is who we answer to. And, you know, it's not in a, oh, screw the system, I'm just not going to participate in this, or I'm going to try and burn it down kind of way. It's in a, I know who I am, and I know who I am with and under and through God. And it's that faith and that knowingness in that that says, I can create this the way that it was intended to be for myself.
Thank you for sharing that. We all have a beauty within us. And that beauty can only shine when we first realize who it is that's shining, who we are and what our power is. And the more that we live in systems that try to convince us that we are separate and that we are weak and that we don't have the knowledge, the more that we perpetuate the negative energy that is currently present on this planet. When we remember who we are and stand firm in that truth and hold and support our brothers and sisters in that same light, we empower each other to make a difference. We have everything that we need to turn this world around and embody love. All of the resources are already present. All the knowledge has already been gained. It's just about coming together now and putting it to work.
One of the most powerful things that we can do right now is, how can I get this to as many people as possible to help raise the frequency of this planet? And I'm not saying you can't earn money and you shouldn't earn money and certain things can't be charged for. I'm saying it's the energetics of your intention. Why are you doing what you're doing? Are you doing it because I know my worth and I'm here to earn abundance and that's my birthright and I'm going to charge for this? Or are you doing it because you want to serve and help others? I want to do a little bit of an exercise. If you're able to, I want to invite you to close your eyes for a minute. I want you to imagine a beautiful place. It can be a ranch, a farm, the forest, the fields, whatever calls to your soul. And I want you to envision this place is being regenerated, meaning we are not just taking from this land. As we are growing, we are working with the land to rebuild it. It's bursting with life and color and plants, just overwhelming abundance of plants. There are happy, healthy, sovereign, conscious, spiritual people walking around that love themselves, love each other, love this earth, love the creator, whatever you call that. There's children running around laughing. Everything is eco-friendly, organic, healthy, conscious, regenerative. We're not doing damage. Everyone is working together. It is a village. It is a community. The core most value of this place is love. Though there is the reality of conflict and struggles and challenges and opportunity, they are met with grace and they are met with gratitude because that is an opportunity for growth. And so thus, everyone in the community leans into that fully and welcomes that discomfort because they welcome growth. There is a presence and an energy that it feels untouched. It feels like heaven on earth because it is. There's no politics, there's no wars, there's no genocide, there's no crime, there's no child sex trafficking. None of that exists in this place because this place is built on love, because this place is built on a shared goal of pushing humanity forward. That, friends, that right there is the new world. See that vision because it's happening. It's happening right now in communities all over. You just have to look for it. You just have to hold that vision in your mind. Eric and I have been holding that vision in our mind for years now, feeling crazy, having people tell us we were crazy, looking for our people to be like, yeah, this isn't crazy. And we found that this weekend, which is really beautiful. And I now see that the more of us that hold that vision, that hold the love, hold the light, the faster we get there and we get there together. I am not in any way, shape, or form denying that there is a lot of darkness and purging and struggle going on in this world right now. What I am saying is that that is necessary for us to move out of this place. Everything must be exposed. Everything must be dredged up. It's just like a plant medicine ceremony when you're purging, right? It all has to come out. It has to be released. And then once it does, we'll feel so much better and we can start moving forward. We have to focus on the love and the light right now. It is the most important thing. Personal growth, love and light, and community and service. If you focus all of your energy on those things, you will quantum timeline jump so far and so fast. It will dizzy you and you won't even believe the incredible opportunities, connections, abundance, and experiences that God Source Creator has waiting for you.
Remember that everything is divinely orchestrated for our highest good, even the challenges. They are all opportunities for growth, to break us out of patterns that we are unconscious to. Over the weekend, we met so many people who also went through some similar quantum timeline jumps where their life was completely flipped upside down and the trajectory that they were going on was a complete 180 from where they were going before. And that was because they answered that call in their soul and in their heart that pulled them to their passion and to their service, because they were willing to have the courage to give up their old life and look for something different. And I'm telling you, the energies are so strong right now. As we build this new world and come together in community, God has our backs. That energy of support is lifting us up, and it's channeling through each and every one of us. The more that we add to the group, the more momentum that energy field has, and the more and faster we are able to create.
Yeah, the energy is powerful and potent, to use some words of our friends. Powerful and potent. I have never experienced anything like this. And whether you are attuned to energy, work with energy, or hear us and are like, what does that even mean? Deep down in our souls, we all feel it. Things are happening. Things are shifting. Things are changing. This eclipse was massive. It was eerie. I definitely felt the darkness. I felt the purging. I felt that coming. I was sobbing through the actual eclipse and you know, having a lot of anxiety, if I'm being honest. However, I held fast to that love. And so use this energy. We are being completely blasted by solar energy right now. Plasma, solar flares. We're in a massive solar year. From that to these eclipses to everything that is happening in the stars right now, there is really powerful energy right now. And whatever you use it for something. So with that, I really want to invite and encourage you all, dig deeper into your passion, step into your power, start choosing love, choose love in every opportunity that you can. Start asking yourself, what is your place in the new world going to be? What can you contribute to this community? Start building community. It can be as simple as going to meet your neighbors who you don't know. We are all in this together. It is not every person for themselves. Start building that community. Start choosing love. Start stepping into your power. Start remembering who you are and start building this new earth with us, because we're here doing it. There are so many intelligent, brilliant, beautiful, sovereign beings out on this planet right now who are doing this work. And there's so many ways you can get involved. There's so many ways you can get connected. Whatever speaks to your heart, just do that thing.
And remember, we are all leaders. The new world is not about having this hierarchical structure of a leader and followers, but rather a community of leaders in their own fields. By stepping into your power and realizing that you can make a difference, even if it seems like you are shouting into the void and nobody is listening, just by holding that frequency, you will attract the others. You will find yourself amongst community. And the more you do that, and the more people that you can have rally to your side, the more momentum you will have.
We love you all so much. We are sending you so much love. We are over here having calls and meetings and all of these things to start moving all these processes along. It's happening so quickly. And just know we're with you. There are so many of us out here. Find the others, find your people, find your community, and just keep choosing love.